This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government has shot down the Chinese surveillance balloon off the east coast of the Carolinas and is working to analyze any debris that can be collected. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. military aircraft brought down the Chinese balloon over the Atlantic once the airspace was cleared, adding it was too risky to shoot it down over land. President Biden had authorized the operation Wednesday. Ships were deployed, hoping to scoop up as much debris as possible before it sank into the ocean. China claimed the balloon was for weather research, something the Pentagon has refuted. The controversy prompted the U.S. to cancel a week trip to Beijing by the Secretary of State. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Onlookers reacted to the alleged Chinese spy balloon being shot down near Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Saturday. Local resident Ron Lattman was one of them.
We probably watched it, I don't know, maybe about 5 minutes, and then started seeing some jet trails coming from the west, and one in particular all of a sudden seemed like it was coming fast and coming straight towards the balloon. And from there, suddenly we saw something take off from the jet and knew it was a missile.
Again, that's local resident Ron Lattman. Going into Tuesday's State of the Union address, U.S. President Joe Biden says he sees a nation with a glowing economic future. But Republicans take a far gloomier view. They say the nation is saddled with a crushing debt and that Biden is largely responsible for inflation. The reality is that the United States is on an economic tightrope. It's trying to balance efforts to reduce inflation while trying to avoid falling into a recession. And that's with the apparent contradiction of Federal Reserve's interest rate increases and the unemployment rate at a near 54-year low. Neither side is really capturing